Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
At a time when darkness grows bolder, we choose to be even bolder in light. We are unashamedly Christian, proclaiming Jesus Christ, the name above all names. After a devastating act of vandalism at Centec, Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, was forced off air for more than a week. But our mission didn't stop. And now we need your help to come back stronger. Your donation will help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever lifted your spirit on the road, guided your faith, or brought peace to your home, this is your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for banking details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
We are indeed unashamedly Christian. We are Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We give you awesome sounds. I saw Tez dancing. What the enemy meant for
that
evil.
That scripture is personal. It is personal. And you know, it was the time that Joseph and his brothers were disagreeing in Genesis 20. And the brothers had done all these kind of things. And they were standing before him. And he was Pharaoh. And that's what when he told them, you know what?
What you what, meant.
And it worked out for my good. Look, it worked for all the good. And so I think for me, it's very personal. Because it doesn't matter what the enemy will bring. It doesn't matter what kind of evil world will living in. God is the one that has the power to turn it around for our good. It's very encouraging.
Yeah. And that was Tim Godfrey. And Tim Godfrey on that one is not alone. He's featuring Nathaniel Bassi and Tim Bauman. God turns things around.
He does.
He's a God of the turnaround.
He does.
I'm sure you've had such conferences. A God of the turnaround.
Oh. He will meet you at the turnaround.
Oh, yes. And yes, that is our Father.
Yeah.
And here, my family, you have been so awesome. You've been with us since last week on our Visiothon, and the theme has always been and will continue to be unashamedly Christian. Tez, what makes you unashamedly Christian?
I think proclaiming the truth. The truth is not to be hidden. Well, the light of the world. You need to place the truth up there. And I think for a radio station, it's usually the airwaves. It's very important. It's a voice. It's broadcasting the truth. And you can't keep the truth under the corner.
No, you can't hide it.
You can't hide
it. We are the light.
We are. And it needs to be spoken unashamedly. Unashamedly. I like that. And I think as we just think about how to proclaim the truth, that's the whole reason that we're here. And I know you're listening. You've been part of Radio Pulpit. We stand as a voice in the wilderness, reminding each and every one of us beyond that hope is alive, and we need that hope today. So many things are happening. We need that. We need to be a voice of hope. We need to pray with people. And in every broadcast, every prayer, every testimony, we boldly declare to speak the truth, called to be followers of Christ. And as we think about this theme, we're inviting you to be part of it. And it's been something that we've been doing all through. And we know recently a lot of challenges as a station that we face, that you can be a blessing and come and help today with as little as you can. When you silence a voice, especially the voice of truth, you silence the truth. And so we just want to remind you this beautiful Monday that your donation today, where you are, however you are, will help us to secure a broadcast here at Radio Pulpit with the infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, which is very important to bring hope to places where we're not yet there, and keep faith-based program alive and thriving. We know you're enjoying listening this and enjoying the music and the wonderful conversation to keep this faith-based programming alive and thriving. Now we need your help to keep this strong. You can stand with us today. How? Just text the word GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729. 9, and we're going to give you the banking details, and we'll trust God to reach a target of 2.2 million rands. And with your help, we can do that. Together, we can raise a sound and say to the world, we are
unashamedly Christian. And you know, Tez, for many years, I have seen radio pulpit refusing to be silent.
Wow.
In a world where the world seeks to silence Christians. Yeah,
yes.
We live in a world that wants Christians to be silent.
Under the table, don't speak up.
We were just talking about it last week with Denis and Letitia Vambili, that there were women who were arrested. Actually, it was, I remember one who was arrested for praying outside a certain kind of clinic in the UK.
Oh.
And so because of that, and the enemy knew she was praying.
Yes.
And she was arrested for that.
Yes.
I remember pastors who were arrested in some other even parts of UK.
Mm.
Now, I'm mentioning UK. I'm not even in Africa. But who were silenced because they were preaching the gospel.
Mm.
And yet here in South Africa, we still have that opportunity to can preach the gospel in so many ways.
Yeah.
The airwaves, the platforms that we have.
Yes.
And to bring it as is, undiluted, being the word of God. Just what we were sharing about with the pastors just now.
Yes, the truth that sanctifies.
How many families are affected by that? How many families are seeking for God's intervention in those spaces? And you find the voice of Radio Pulpit coming out and bringing even the word unashamedly so to say, and this is what the word of God says, and this is where you're going to get help. We have seen people also who are just at the brink of taking their lives, and somebody sharing about what Jesus Christ did in their lives. And this person says, I heard that on Radio Pulpit. And I stopped. I stopped even taking that. I was about to take some poison, but I stopped even doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because Radio Pulpit over the years has been so unashamedly Christian and proclaiming the good news. Because we are unashamedly proclaim the gospel.
Yes.
We unashamedly say Jesus is Lord. We unashamedly even preach the truth in a culture that demands compromise.
Mm.
We are like, he is Jesus. We would ask, I listen to celebrities from everywhere or in the world. And they are like, God. And like, okay, explain the God that you're talking about.
Yes, don't try to cover it. Just be bold.
Just be bold about it. But Radio Pulpit has done that for over 4 decades.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, I think the praying, even just being able to pray on air.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
That's such a blessing.
Of course. How many are listening in and beyond South Africa? And so Radio Pulpit is a tool that God has given unto us to spread the word unashamedly.
Yes.
So at Radio Pulpit, we believe media is not just a tool, but it's a pulpit. So
it is a pulpit.
And every time we go on air, we sow seeds of salvation, encouragement, and healing. Every message, every testimony, every song tells someone, you are not alone. God is real. Hope is alive. That's us right there. And family, if you have given to Radio Pulpit, know that you are involved in this. You are included in
this. You're part of this.
You're one with us in this. But if you're still saying, I would like to give, you can still do so. And you can give by just sending the word give. You can start by pledging as well if you want to pledge and redeem it at your convenient time. Send the word give to 37871 or give to 082-657-2729. Should we take a breather? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to give a moment for someone to give.
Okay, let's take the sounds of Clinton Bella, Never Run Dry.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwala ka jwa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le metlha le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwala kwa tšwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0-02-334-1254 goba o romele email go sannet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
For every heart seeking Christ, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
The time is exactly 20 minutes just before 2. Thanks to Ntate Mpomane. You make us sound good. He made sure that all technicalities in Cresta, thank you. They make sure that all technicalities in studio go well. Gave you awesome sounds from Ngubigambata featuring Busetela, the king is here. And before that, Hle Ntombela, never run dry. You are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. With you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with a beautiful queen all the way from Kenya.
Yes, Nairobi, Tess Waka.
Yeah. I was going to say Tess Libanze.
I know, because you've gotten it right. So that's why you want to floss to us. Thank you for having me. It's been such a joy. And I think when I was just listening to the music, you know, gospel music is not just music.
Yeah.
It's not just words. It's literally scripture. It's spirit and it's life. And every time that we're listening to gospel music, especially when you've been a fan of Radio Pulpit, you follow Radio Pulpit, you must admit the music is amazing.
It is amazing. And not just amazing. It's ministry.
It is. It's a form of ministry. It's a different aspect when we hear the word. You know the Bible story where, was it Elijah? That I believe it should be Elijah had an experience and I think the king needed help. And he asked for a musician.
Yes.
He said, call me a musician so that they can sing some songs and we can worship. And then I'm going to tell you what the Lord says. It means there's power in music. It's ministry. It does something. That's why sometimes you listen to a song and you cry. Why are you crying? If it's not carrying something.
It carries a message.
It does.
So you have to be very sure who is your minister. What kind of music do you listen to?
Yes, it is. And I think even as we get to just enjoy our day this beautiful Monday, it's good to remember that Radio Pulpit's mandate is to be the connection. And sometimes the connection is just playing you amazing music when you're having a rough day.
Sure.
You know, playing your music that's going to bring your heart closer to God. The link between Christians, the link between ministries. It's one of the connections and the truth of God's word and between people of God as we bring the gospel to the nations. You know, the Bible is very clear that, I think it's in Romans, how can they know unless they're sent? And if they're sent, someone has to go and Radio Pulpit accepted the call. That's why today we're here and we get to, sometimes it's just relevant information that's going to benefit your soul. And sometimes it's a divine perspective, a heart that truly cares, and bringing friendship and family into every home. I love radio because it connects us beyond borders. I mean, I have my friends listening in from Nairobi. Can you imagine that?
You can greet them by name.
Yes.
Do we know who they
are? Yes, I have Kabimi Kiyoko saying, I love your voice. In South Africa, it's the same voice. Why don't you honor this voice in Kenya? Our prophet is not recognized in their own home. And Alistair Nui as well is saying, Tess, that's amazing. Say hello to Radio Pulpit. Greetings from Kenya. Aww. And I love radio because it cuts across borders. Mm-hmm. And today, even as we get to celebrate Radio Pulpit and everything that we're doing as a station, creating friendship and family beyond South African borders, literally, like what I just told you. And knowing that we're living in a world that we need boldness today. The same way there's boldness over things that are not godly, we need to be bold about the things that are godly. And that sometimes involves speaking up, refusing to be silenced, which is what Radio Pulpit has done today.
Yeah.
And we want to invite you to help us become a voice. We cannot do it without you. Christ, if you look at the work of Christ, there are so many partners. He was Lord, and yet he had partners. He had his disciples, the greatest partners.
Sometimes they had to fish.
Yes. And he had the Holy Spirit walking around. And I think as we get to just think about the ministry of God here on earth, we each have a role to play, each and every one of us, no matter how small. I'm reminded of the story of the widow that went to give, and on this other hand, the last coin that they had. And sometimes that's all we have, but God looks at the heart as we're giving, and we're just asking you today to help us to be a voice. We've been a voice, but sometimes there are limitations and challenges that are trying to silence the voice. And we refuse that as Radio Pulpit. Like you shared earlier, we're bold and we're going to broadcast the gospel, but we can't do it alone. And we are asking you today to not be ashamed with us and broadcast the gospel with us through your donation.
Sure.
How can you do that?
Yebo.
Especially if you've been listening to Radio Pulpit all along. I want to invite you today. All you can do is text the word give. That's it. We've made it very simple. Text the word give 37871. That's 37871. No matter how small, no matter where you can. Sometimes you can just sacrifice a little bit. And maybe it's that lunch, you know. Maybe it's if you're like me and a beautiful lady that loves to, you know, loves to enjoy the goodness of the Lord by you. Spa and everything, you can just sacrifice. There's nothing that cannot be good. We have to sacrifice every time that there's something great. There's usually a sacrifice, and I'm asking you today on behalf of Radio Pulpit to see what you can sacrifice in your finances today and give and become part of the amazing work the Radio Pulpit is doing. Text the word give to 37871. Or if you love WhatsApp, you want more details, you want to do a bank transfer, all you can do is just send a WhatsApp message, and all those details will be sent to you on 082. That's 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. And we'll send you the banking details, and you can be a blessing, and we can continue to be a voice together.
And I see Linda Stewart. Linda Stewart says, can I get the banking details, please? All righty then. I think our team will be on top of it. So, yeah, just hang in there, Linda. I think our team will get back to you on that. And Shirley, may God awesomely bless you. Shirley is a pensioner. So Shirley is giving from. That is like really humbling. May God awesomely bless you. And may God bless all family members who are giving towards this cause at Radio Pulpit. So, Tez, you don't know, but we were forced off air for more than a week. That's not so long ago. I think it was 2 months back or a month ago. It was so devastating.
Yes, I can imagine.
It was like, yo, there was silence everywhere. So a whole lot of people were writing on our WhatsApp, what's happening with Radio Pulpit? Why is there silence? Some were calling in because Radio Pulpit has become their daily food.
Yes.
And this happened because there was a devastating act of vandalism at our Centech transmitter, you know?
Yes.
And so Radio Pulpit was forced off air. But our mission, you won't believe it, our mission never stopped. So not so long ago, we launched some of our online radio stations, Radio Kansel, Hartlank, Radio Pulpit, Jikelele. We also have a youth radio station. So we never stopped on our mission.
That's amazing.
Our mission didn't stop. But now we want to grow bolder and bigger. We want to grow stronger. And we need our family members' help. So our Radio Pulpit family members, and we need their help to get us to that place where we are bolder and stronger with what we want to do. Because these are times where there's a lot of darkness.
Yes,
darkness grows bolder.
It does.
But we choose to even grow bolder in light.
Yeah.
Have you seen when you walk into a very dark room and you just switch on a little bulb?
That's it.
A little bulb.
Yes, it takes you through.
And it chases away the darkness.
The darkness, yeah.
And it's all because we are unashamedly Christian. We do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we proclaim Jesus Christ's name, the name that is above all names.
Yes.
And we have seen him in our own personal lives. The guests that come here, they have seen that in their own testimonies mm-hmm. that they share.
It's not a story.
It's not a story. Right now, we just had a song by Ngubeya Gombata and Buhletela, and they're like, the king is here.
Mm.
And they have seen him doing things. When the king comes, he changes things.
It's true. Mm. God is true.
And that's the Jesus that we share.
And
like we said earlier on, he's a God of a turnaround. Mm. And so many lives have been turned around through the airwaves of Radio Pulpit. But we are saying to the family today, please help us with your donation to grow bolder and bigger and stronger and be the light that we are. Unashamedly Christian.
Yes, we are.
Help us to secure our broadcast infrastructure, as Tez said, to expand our reach to new communities. We don't want to remain in one place.
We don't want to be small.
And yes, if Radio Pulpit, Tez has said it, family, if Radio Pulpit has touched your life, has lifted your spirit on the road with God, you know, all of us are on the road. Every one of us are on a journey.
Yes, we are.
So if Radio Pulpit has lifted you, your spirit on your journey with Christ, guided your faith as well, and brought you peace at your home, this is the moment.
It is the moment.
We are opening it up for you to can give, and it's simple. Tez, you said it. You just send the word give. Make sure it starts with the word give.
Give. Yes.
To 37871. Or you can send the word give to our WhatsApp line. Make sure you start with the word give to 082-657-2729. And together we are unashamedly Christian. Let's win more souls for Christ together. So, yeah. We are going to take another breather and we are coming back. But yes, as you are giving, may the Lord also give you. I love saying this, and I don't just love saying it. I'm saying it because I believe that when you take care of God's matters, He takes care of yours.
He does.
He takes care of. You don't even need to put him on, put him there to say, Lord,
you don't need to tell him, actually.
No.
It's like it's automatic. This is scripture I want to read very fast before we can listen. I think it just felt right to read this. It's Exodus 17. I love the Old Testament. It has very interesting stories. Do you remember when the Israelites were fighting against their enemies, the Amalekites, and Moses had to go up and hold a staff?
Mm.
And the Bible says, I'm going to read it very fast, Exodus 17:11.
You can relax. You still have time.
All right. As long as Moses held up the staff in his hand, the Israelites had the advantage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But whenever he dropped his hand, the Amalekites gained the advantage. Now, Moses' arms soon became so tired, he could no longer hold them up. I think this scripture is talking about what happens when we work together.
Mm.
And the Bible says that his arms became tired. He could no longer hold them up. So Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit on. Then they stood on each side of Moses, holding up his hands.
Mm.
And so his hands held steady until sunset. As a result, Joshua overwhelmed the army of Amalek. in battle.
Yeah.
The reason I felt reading this scripture, it shows that we have little roles to play for the bigger kingdom. Mm-hmm. So here's Moses, and these two gentlemen had to come and hold the hand, and together they won. And I think even as we give this afternoon, it's more to partner for the work of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
One is going to hold the side. Mm-hmm. One is going to give 20 rand the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Another person's going to write a check on this side.
Right.
And when we come together, mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. What I love about what you're saying also, it says to me, Radio Pulpit is Moses at this time.
Yes.
Radio Pulpit
we need
is
our hands
Moses.
To be held.
We need our hands to be held. And yes, my family, we are asking you to hold our hands one more time mm-hmm. and give towards this cause. And it's so easy. You send the word give to 37871. Or you can send that word give to our WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. Should we take another break?
Yes, please.
Let's do that.
Tune in to God's Grace. RadioPulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
We live in a world that wants Christians to be silent. But we weren't called to be silent. We were called to stand. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And today, we echo those words. We unashamedly proclaim the gospel. We unashamedly say, Jesus is Lord. We unashamedly preach truth in a culture that demands compromise. Recently, when 657 AM went silent for 9 days due to vandalism and theft, we were reminded how vital it is to keep this lifeline of faith alive. That's why during our Visionthon, we're raising 2.2 million rand to secure our infrastructure, expand our reach, keep faith-based programming thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever blessed your life, now's your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.